Of course, this conference is particularly spearheaded by NASOS, which is a network of AIDS safe organizations in South Sudan, and the other partners like UNAIDS, Minister of Youth and Sports, South Sudan AIDS Commission, and other stakeholders came together to organize this conference to bring young people together to come and brainstorm and discuss how they can be able to, you know, take part in these three issues. That is, one is on HIV, reproductive health, and gender equity in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, this conference was built on as a result of 2018 youth, Juba Youth Declaration. The conference which was held that time, and there were subsequent number of issues that needs to be done, and that is what informs this conference.
All right, let's talk about it. Basically, what are some of the issues being discussed? We know HIV, we know sexual reproductive health and gender equality are still issues in the country, but what are some of the main issues, the main things that came out particularly that needed to be discussed? Let's begin with the HIV.
Yes, of course, the things that come out very strongly in regards to HIV is that, one, the young people needs to be in the front line, you know, in the fight against HIV. They needs to be engaged in the process, and of course, they have to really have a leading role in acting in towards responding to HIV issues in the country, because this is an issue that affects young people. And for us to have a reproductive South Sudan, then we need to really prevent the interests of young people. That's why youth comes out clearly, you know, to discuss issues that really, you know, tackling the root causes, you know, tackling the root causes of issues that put young people at risk. Issues of gender equity, you know, is an issue where rape cases in South Sudan is very common. Just a few days ago, you hear the story in Yambio and Zara, where a young person, you know, is raped. And these are some of the issues that the conference wanted really to discuss. And also, it is also to have how the stakeholders, different stakeholders, had been a government, had been a donors, you know, to be to promote really adolescents and youth sexual and reproductive health rights, including HIV. So the conference is general to tackle about this, and the key objectives for this conference is that, one, is to introduce and engage young people around global, regional, and national targets, you know, commitments on HIV, gender, and sexual reproductive health. That's one of the things, is to introduce young people so that they can be able to have broad understanding what is the commitment of the regional bodies regarding this in South Sudan. Mm-hmm. What is the commitment of the global leaders towards that three issues? What is the commitment of South Sudanese government towards this? That is why this conference is to introduce young people to this aspect. The second objective is to define key sexual reproductive, HIV, sexual reproductive health, and gender equality issues of young people in South Sudan. The second objective of this conference is to define what are the issues of young people in regards to HIV, in regards to sexual reproductive health, in regards to gender equality. And the third objective of the conference is to build capacity, you know, for capacity of young people for meaningful participation and advocacy towards policy, towards the law that regulates and that, you know, protects the rights of young people in relations to HIV. And of course, at the end also is to have a very clear evidence material that is a commitment from these different stakeholders towards how do they engage young people, how do they get involved in the process.
All right, let's look at, let's go slowly on this. I mean, like, at the moment as we speak, how serious, you know, is the issues of HIV? How badly is it? Is it a killer? Is it something people should be worried about? Is it something that people should really be very concerned about in the country?
Indeed, it is very, very alarming situation in the country. If you go out there, the statistics can tell you that we are really not doing well.
And that's and a good thing. I would like to find out about the statistic. What's the prevalence rate at the moment?
The prevalence rate at the moment, you know, since South Sudan went back to conflict, there's no very, you know, national data that can really portray what is the current prevalence in the country. But of course, from the reports from the different HIV testing centers, through certain campaigns, you may really notice that the the infection rate is really increasing, more especially among the young people, and the informed forces is really very, very alarming.
And why is that so? Is it because of lack of awareness? Is it because we don't have champions of HIV, people who really, really create a lot of awareness and people get to know about the dangers of HIV and how they can prevent themselves?
Yes, the information, that is awareness itself, is very limited. And if any, you may find that it is only very, you know, small portion of people that reach to get that information. And the majority of young people seems not to be what? To be aware of this issue. That's why this conference, you know, realized that young people were left behind. And something for the youth has to be part of it. That's why this conference, you know, is here actually to see how best young people can be involved actively in fight against HIV. How best young people can come up with a very innovative ways on how to really respond towards this alarming situation. And how possible young people really can lead, you know, can be the lead in the front. That is why the conference is very important to look at this. What are the really risky factors that put young people at risk, and how do we tackle them?
Absolutely. And let's look at that. What did the conference come out with? How are they going to tackle these particular issues of youth and HIV and AIDS, sexual reproductive health, and gender equality? What did this conference come out with? After the conference, what are you going to do different as youth organizations?
Yes, as youth organizations, of course, there will be a number of resolutions that I'm very sure the conference will come up with. One of it is to see that really we need to engage, you know, young people from every aspect of planning, aspect of implementation, and aspect of monitoring of all HIV-related activities in the country. Young people needs to be fully engaged. The second aspect of course is that young people have very innovative ways to reach to other young people, and that innovation alone will really help us to reach to youths at the grassroots level. And of course it will also help young people to really act seriously on the issues that are really hindering the services of youth, from HIV, reproductive health, and gender issues. And of course, it will also help us as young people, as youth-led organizations, to have a very clear roadmap in terms of advocacy. How do we advocate? So this conference will provide us with a, you know, evidence-based advocacy platform that we can be able to come together. How do we address this issue? And we will also be able to engage with other youth, you know, bodies in the region. For example, there's what we call UPROOT. UPROOT is a tool that is a global youth, yeah, is a global agenda that is led by youth-led organizations across the globe. So this conference will align us, and it will also help, that UPROOT tool will help us to monitor and track whether, as a country, whether we are doing very well in terms of, you know, tracking the HIV prevalences in the country, whether we are trying to, you know, respond to sexual reproductive health of the young people, whether we are trying to, you know, really promote gender equality in the country. So this UPROOT tool, it will help us to measure as a country whether we are moving well or not. And if we are not moving well, what is needed for us to, you know, to reform and improve on that. So those things will help us really to have a very clear roadmap.
I learned that this conference brings people from around the country, youth around the country. Is that true? Tell us more about this conference taking place today, where and for how long?
This conference brings youth together from all the 32 states of South Sudan. And as we speak now, they're already in Juba here, and the conference is taking place at Juba Grand Hotel, and it will last for 2 days. That's today and tomorrow. And of course, it brings together over 100, you know, youth from different sectors, from faith-based groups, a private sector, youth from youth-led organizations, and other civil society, youth from civil society groups, and all bodies that concern with the youth will be converging in Juba Grand Hotel, including, of course, a lot of diplomatic mission members.
Mm-hmm.
Were also present as a stakeholders, government bodies, Minister of Health, South Sudan Health Commission, Minister of Youth and Sports, and other dignitaries were all there attending the conference.
All right. Now, we talked about HIV quite some, a little in details. Let's look at the reproductive health and gender equality. How big of an issue is this in the country?
It is really an issue in the country. Looking at our history as a country, where we normally, promote early, marriage, where a young girl or young man got married at a very early age. And in doing so, you may find that this young man or this young girl is not able, to produce a child. So once this person got pregnant at a very early age, you may find that the systems are not yet strong.
Mm-hmm.
And they cannot be able to help, make a very healthy decision in terms of how do I want to get, pregnant, and how do you want to maintain the child. You may find that a child is getting a child, that alone puts the health of that person at risk. They may not have a right, choices in making what decisions. For example, an old man want to marry a young girl. That young girl cannot have a choice. Even they cannot have a negotiating power in regards to whether we use condom or not.
Mm-hmm.
So all this puts young people at risk. So health-wise, their reproductive health systems are not really, their right to health is compromised. So that's why this conference also looks at this as one of the issues that is really facing the youth in the country.
All right. We have seen a lot of conferences, and to be honest, most of them, there is just a matter of sitting together and having great coffee breaks and teas and lunch and dinner. But at the end of the day, there seems to be no really tangible impact. This is just a 2 days conference, which will be tackling issues to do with HIV, sexual reproductive health, and gender equality. What is different? What mechanism do you have for follow-up to ensure that these members that you brought all the way from the States come here and actually go back and cause an impact?
Thank you. This is a very important question. Of course, many people said South Sudanese, we are very good at coming up with a very clear resolutions and that one, but implementation becomes a challenge. So, based on the previous experience, as you have put it, this conference has already put a mechanism in place. That's why in our objectives, that's why we have aspect of capacity building for meaningful youth participation and advocacy.
Yes.
This conference alone, also we get people from the region, who are engaged in youth engagement on these issues. They're also in the country participating in this conference. And they will also be sharing with us their experiences. How do they manage to do some of these issues in their countries? So they will be sharing with us their experiences. And that experience will also help us to have a very clear ways how do we move from here. Two is that this conference is youth led, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
And of course we have youth led organizations, so there's already a very, that's why we said now engage, under the team that engage, innovate and act. So that means at the end of this conference we will have a very clear platform that can be a follow-up mechanism to follow whether the resolutions passed are really implemented. So this body will really not just end here, but there's already a very clear mechanism in place to continue, you know, monitoring this. And of course, NASOS, Network of Aid Service Organizations, is a body that, you know, coordinates the work of all other partners, whether being civil society, faith-based, and all other bodies, whether private sector. They're all members of this NASOS. So NASOS will also, you know, be a platform where it can take it up to follow whether those resolutions are fully implemented or not. So there's already a very clear mechanism put in place to monitor, to see into that all these things are implemented. If it is things to do with the law or policies, then engagement with the relevant authorities, especially like members of parliament.
Mm-hmm.
So health committee in the National Assembly, those are the bodies that we can really follow them to see that, because at the end of this conference, there will be a commitment letter that, you know, that will be, you know, signed by all the stakeholders, by the government, and this will be a tool that we will use it for following up there.
All right. Festo, just before you go, what will be your final remarks?
My final remarks to the youth in the country is that, one, let's get serious, let's get engaged in the issues that we articulated, HIV, sexual reproductive health, and gender equality. Let's really be at the front line of this. And also, I will use this as an opportunity to appeal to all other partners in regards to HIV, sexual reproductive health, and gender to join us in the fight. This work needs a very collective effort, and all the members who are not yet member of NASOS, we are calling also them to join NASOS, because NASOS is a coordinating board that coordinates all the work of HIV services organizations in the country. Whether you are in the private sector, whether you are in a faith base, whether you are aware, we are calling you that join hands with NASOS such that we can be able to fight these issues of HIV, sexual reproductive health, and gender in the country. And of course, to our partners, many young people, we are complaining that there's no resource. Young people have the capacity to do things, but they're lacking resources. So we're also calling upon different stakeholders, UN agencies, to really come in to spearhead and support young people in these regards, to support their activities, build their capacity, and provide some funding opportunities so that they can be able to reach to the grassroots level.